This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Shore. And just before we went to the break, Owen was talking about Chinese censorship. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. You know, we've had all these reports, Owen, of these people at the demonstrations just shouting, Trump is a racist, Trump is a racist, and put a microphone in their face and ask them, why? What did he say that makes him a racist? Ah, he's a racist. He's a racist. Go
he's
away.
Hitler. He's Hitler.
Or like what they did with Josh Owens, just kick him in the back. You know, guy wearing a mask, doesn't want you to see his face. He won't talk to you. He won't explain his position. But when you turn your back on him, he'll kick you in the back with a sucker punch, okay, or a sucker kick.
You know, I was telling Rob Dew, my boss back there, you know, send me to Trump Tower, send me to L.A. He said, oh, and we, you know, you're going to get beat up out there. We don't want to send you. And I just said, hey, Jesus had to go on the cross. All right. If I have to go out there and get beat up by these loons, if that's what it takes to expose them, even though we've already done that, we'll go ahead and do it. But they're going to keep protesting, I think, David.
Well, Alex is going to have a report coming up in the next segment. We've actually now finally caught Trump's racism on camera. So now we're going to put some substance to this charge that's been repeated endlessly by these protesters for George Soros. But let's get back to your point. Give you the floor again here, talking about what's going on with China, with censorship, with Google.
Well, I think that this is very important for people to realize, especially people my age, you know, millennials who have grown up on the internet. It's almost like it's a reality for them, and they don't even understand. I'm not saying whether that's good or bad, but that's just how it is. They're attached to their phone. And so what happens in China with the way the internet works, you basically have a social score for your activity online. And this is not what we want, folks. This is internet government, okay? We already have enough government. We don't need government on the internet. And there was actually an episode of Black Mirror. It's a show on Netflix where they talk about this in the first episode, what the social score is, how it will basically interweave its way into our social fabric, and what that will do to us. But President Xi Jinping called for greater cooperation among nations in developing and governing the internet. Again, we don't want any government over the internet. And then he says he still wants to respect so-called cyber sovereignty. Trust me, that is complete lip service, folks. They want total control over the internet. If they just wanted to censor it, they would already have ISIS and all of these operators off of Twitter, off of Facebook, recruiting people to their radical movements. But here's my final question. This is what I ask the people, and David, you too. Is the internet broke? Why are we trying to fix the internet? What is wrong with the internet? Do we, the people, the end user, feel that the internet is broke? Are we complaining about how the internet operates on a day-to-day basis? I'm not. Personally, I'm not. So who is? The people who are being threatened by the internet. The people in power who need to control the internet, just like they had to control the television and radio media to keep messages against their control from getting out. That's what this is all about.
That. They call it the Great Firewall of China. Essentially, it's a firewall, not for security purposes, but for the security of the state, to make sure that dangerous ideas don't find their way. It's not that they're trying to do a denial of service or some kind of a hack. No, the firewall is to keep out ideas that might come into China, ideas that might reform it, that might make it freer. So that's the whole point. A free flow of information, which is what has happened in this. We've seen a revolution this last year or so. But people waking up, understanding where the globalists are going. It was interesting, I think, to see. We saw earlier this year that after saying, hey, globalism and a new world order, that's just a conspiracy theory. Then they owned it for a while. And they said, no, it's real. And it's a good thing. You should want that. It's a really, you know, this has been a very positive thing, except for you guys in, you know, the working class and stuff. I know you haven't really done too well with this, but it really is long term for the good of humanity. It's a good thing. Now they're back to calling it a conspiracy theory again. That's the way these people operate. You want to talk about truthiness? You want to talk about credibility? The mainstream media doesn't have. We see poll after poll, and that's probably rigged just like the other polls were by the mainstream media, saying that 70% of the people don't believe anything they have to say. All right,
it's really probably 90%.
Yeah, we're going to be right back after the break. We're going to have Alex Jones break down Trump racism caught on camera. We finally now know why he's been called a racist.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, are the resistance.
The controlled corporate media has now made a decisive error. They've been caught red-handed lying about the election, lying about the polls, trying to deceive the American people. But enough Americans from across the political spectrum, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, woke up to this. And so now the hoax has blown up in their face, to the point that even Michael Moore has had to tell the truth, that it was white voters that elected Obama who elected Trump. They voted for Obama to prove they weren't racist. They voted for Trump to prove they weren't stupid. President-elect Donald Trump has struck a very presidential tone in the last 7 days since he was elected. And the Democrats have stabbed him in the back at every level. They want division in this country. They're the ones pushing this whole race-based narrative. They're the ones that are condoning the racial attacks on whites across the country. It's truly despicable. But when we saw the 60 Minutes piece this weekend and Trump told his supporters, stop it if you're doing it, that was him attempting to give an olive branch to all the people out there that continue to claim he's racist. But they're not going to stop. That's what the political correct culture is about class warfare and permanent divide and conquer in this nation. Because the globalists are disenfranchising all of us. They're taking all of our freedoms. They are putting all of our children in debt. And that's why they're using what British intelligence used to control India and other nations, divide and conquer, playing different tribes off against each other. We need to come together, as Martin Luther King said, and stand as a human tribe that loves liberty and freedom and free association. And that's what Donald Trump is promoting. The globalists are dissolving our borders and our sovereignty to absorb us into a world government. And that's why they're pushing this narrative that if a nation state exists, it's racist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the great challenge of the 21st century, whether we can see through this propaganda or not. But the good news is there's been a huge repudiation of this whole race-based narrative in this latest election. And we saw record numbers of black and Hispanic Americans vote for Trump. But instead of the mainstream media realizing that they've so far failed, they have only intensified their efforts now at race baiting. But here's some fact-based video integrated in with the 60 Minutes propaganda piece to show you what's really happening.
Nor, he said, had he heard about reports of racial slurs and personal threats against African Americans, Latinos, and gays by some of his supporters.
White power!
I'm very surprised to hear that. I hate to hear that.
But you do hear it.
I don't hear it. I saw one or two instances.
On social media?
But I think it's a very small amount. Again, I think it's
the media. Do you want to say anything to those people?
I would say don't do it. That's terrible. Because I'm going to bring this country together.
They're harassing Latinos, Muslims.
I am so saddened to hear that. And I say stop it. If it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world.
You fought a Trump! You fought a Trump!
Yeah!
Yeah,
you
fought a Trump!
Yeah!
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop.
That's racist, sexist, and
since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your s*** and get out. The suitcase is packed by the dough.
Video captures the moment a female student attacks sophomore Jade Armenia.
This girl comes up to me and she says, do you hate Mexicans? And I was like, no. And she said, you support Trump, you hate Mexicans.
How is he racist?
How?
Yeah.
In Trump.
Stop it.
That's right. Shocking Trump racism has been absolutely discovered and documented. It's anti-Trump racism, anti-white racism, anti-American racism. And the good news is the controlled corporate media is so discredited, they can only get the biggest dumbasses on the planet to buy into their BS. And Americans, more than ever, are coming together.
Love the way they ended that report for that woman having a temper tantrum with that obese woman. And just cut in Donald Trump saying, stop it.
A total product of the mainstream media, David.
Biggest idiots on the planet, let's look at Glenn Beck, who is saying the alt-right is truly terrifying, going on CNN, trying to ingratiate himself into the mainstream media because his media empire, Mercury, is
melting. Wait, is he ingratiating
down
goblins? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, no.
Is Glenn Beck ingratiating a goblin?
He's going bankrupt, so he's trying to pave a way for himself to get back into CNN or some other place. Here we have CNN saying nationally syndicated radio host Glenn Beck said Tuesday that the alt-right movement is, quote, truly terrifying, adding that while leading Breitbart News, Stephen Bannon, the favorite piñata of the week, gave a voice to white nationalists. There you go. Owen, I never realized until now that Breitbart News was the voice of white nationalism. Did you realize that? I've read it quite a bit.
Fine
work there.
I'm on Breitbart a lot, and most of the time I just see them reporting on news that won't get covered anywhere else. I think what's made Breitbart explode recently is their coverage on the border, immigration. They've done a lot of great reports on that. I don't think it has anything to do with white nationalism.
No, it doesn't.
Perhaps nationalism. I think that might be fair, but it's okay.
No, that's a very different thing than, say, white nationalists. Okay, that's a very racist Ku Klux Klan type of overtone to it.
But it's okay for them, though. See, it's okay for them to race bait, play the race card, racially divide, but us electing Trump, they say that that's what we're doing, so we're the bad guys.
And again, what we see Glenn Beck doing is the same thing we've seen these, Jigglypuffs and snowflakes at all these riots doing, just screaming racism, 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 without giving any example of it. Okay, thanks, Glenn. And, you know, here's the Washington Post. Now, you would think as much as the Washington Post is opposed to Donald Trump setting up an entire press corps to ferret into his personal and private life. Remember that? They had like a dozen or 20 people that they set aside to look into his private life and announced it, proudly announced that. And, of course, the same thing was done in New York Times and others. Isn't it interesting that it didn't really come up with anything? But
the biggest dragnet ever.
Yeah, you got Washington Post headlines here. Hal Bannon flattered and coaxed Trump on policies key to, again, this favorite term of theirs, the alt-right. And I'm looking through this article, and they don't have anything at all about racism. Now, you would think that these people had a team of reporters going through to ferret out all the evil in Donald Trump's life and Bannon and so forth, if they could have found something about racism that they could have hung their hat on, okay, they would have put it in there. But, you know, Glenn Beck is throwing out these unsubstantiated claims of white nationalism. The most damaging thing they could do, I guess, they lead out their article by talking about how after 130 people were killed in Paris by Muslim jihadists, which they won't use that term, they just say terrorists, okay? They say Trump faced sharp criticism for saying the U.S. had no choice but to close down some mosques. And they talk about how Bannon helped him to walk that comment back by saying, were you actually saying you need New York City Police Intelligence Unit to get a network of informants? I guess Trump said, that's what I'm saying. You need to be prepared to allow, you're not going to allow an enemy within to tear down this country. And he said, yeah, that's right, that's not going to happen. Well, look, understand a couple of things. As we pointed out many times to the left, but they still don't seem to understand, Islam is not a race. Secondly, if you have a so-called church that is preaching the kind of jihadi Islamic terror that is preached in some of these mosques that results in 130 people being killed in one town, that's not a mosque that should be allowed to exist. That's not racism. That is hatred, that is terrorism, that's violence. We need to understand the difference between terrorism and religion, okay? Maybe go back to the dictionary, spend a little time there, Washington Post, New York Times, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, look up the words terrorism, look up the words religion. And we also need to understand that Sharia law that is promoted by these people, like Sharia Khan, that Hillary Clinton had introduce her, or not introduce her, but he spoke about three or four people before her at the DNC. The guy who, the Gold Star family that they tried to hang that on Donald Trump for the longest period of time. This is a guy who has been an avid commentator about Sharia law. He's written volumes about Sharia law. And you understand that Sharia law is antithetical to everything that we have here in the West, that you hear the liberal establishment constantly crying about the separation of church and state. No, Sharia law is about the consolidation of church and state. Okay, and that's what Sharia Khan was about. He's not simply the father of somebody who is a Muslim who was killed in a war. No, he's promoted Sharia law, and Hillary Clinton and the left have promoted him and used him to beat Donald Trump with. So if there was any racism, if it was white nationalism, Glenn Beck would be on that.
Well, and Glenn Beck, you know, he thinks he's Jesus. He's going to say that he's going to anoint Ted Cruz. Of course, he miserably failed on that.
False prophet is what he is.
Well, and he buried his face into a bowl of Cheetos. We can never let him live that down. But he says that if Americans acquiesce to letting Bannon in the White House, then we are racist. So what is Glenn Beck calling for? Is Glenn Beck, I mean, just like Van Jones, are we going to hold them responsible for these people out on the streets destroying property, breaking the law, burning things, looting? Because, I mean, they're being told it's racist, we're racist, so they're trying to fight racism. It's a total lie. It's a total myth.
Not the people at the top. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us for another segment. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Young men dying, may they fall.
Morning Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer. Let me get back to the news. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you, we have a Lost Leader special at InfoWars Store. We have Trump is my president. No Donald on it. Trump is my president shirt. Just $9.95. Drastic reduction in price. That's a great way to take a stand. You know, either way, that was going to be an interesting shirt. You know, we could have said, well, you know, I'm not too happy about Hillary Clinton. Trump represents what I wanted in the presidency if he had lost, but he didn't lose. And he is our president, in spite of all of the George Soros operatives, the rent-a-mob, the AstroTurf demonstrations and violent demonstrations that we see, which is really part of a color revolution. We'll talk about that a little bit here. We're also going to talk, coming up in the next segment, why don't you stay here with me, Owen, and we'll talk about peak oil. And we'll talk about this 1979 Newsweek magazine. And I want to have you here because you did that report on the special commemorative edition by Newsweek. I mean, they're still up to this kind of stuff. Here we are like 40 years later. They're still doing the kind of nonsense. I can't believe these people are still in business. I guess, you know, CNN will never go out of business either. But they're still in business. And so they put out a hoax issue, you know, about Hillary Clinton. You talked about that quite a bit. And I wanted to read for people what was on the inside cover of that and give people an update on what's going on with the commemorative edition, because they had one for Hillary, but they didn't have one for Donald Trump. They had a design and an idea that they might do one for Donald Trump, but they were so convinced from listening to themselves that Donald Trump wasn't going to win by every metric. And we talked about this so many different times. By the number of crowds, by the voting in high schools, by AI projections, by other models that political scientists have put out, by every metric, Trump was massively ahead. And yet these people continued to put out these quote-unquote scientific polls. And there's a lesson for us in their predictions about oil. There's a lesson for us in their predictions about climate change. All of these so-called experts, they always refer back to this argument from authority. Listen to me. I am a climate change scientist, okay? Well, we've had Alex has interviewed multiple times the founder of the Weather Channel, and he said, hey, when we were doing, how can they say that they're going to have such and such a percentage of climate change when he was doing it, they had the little mercury thermometers, the analog thermometers, and you have parallax error there. You're not going to get the kind of accuracy of a 1 degree temperature change, but now they're saying a 1 degree temperature change is going to be apocalyptic. And that's nonsense. Again, real quickly, let me tell you the other things that are up at InfoWars Store. We also have a new product, BioPCA, that is rolling out now. 14 powerful ingredients, including biotin, zinc, and a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen. The real deal, biotin is a long-recognized key ingredient to a nutrient for your hair, for your skin, for your nails. People have known this for quite some time, and I've taken biotin just by itself, but this has got so much more. It's got other enzymes, collagen, and a proprietary blend, and just as we've seen with other things with InfoWars, I always take it up a level. This is a new product. It's an introductory run. We'll run out of inventory very quickly. We usually do small introductory runs of these new products. So take a look at that at InfoWarsLife.com. And also, finally, we have the InfoWars Prime app, and that's something that you're going to be seeing exclusive content, feeds from me, from Owen, from Alex Jones, the rest of our reporters, behind-the-scenes action, exclusive offers that are going to be offered to people there. Right now, you can get that at half off with an introductory price. So take a look at the Apple app or Android Play Store to download that and subscribe today. That's where you can get that app for your phone. Owen, when we were talking in the last break, we were talking about some of the transitions that are happening here, how they're attacking Bannon, who was head of Breitbart. He has been the focus of everybody's attacks on him. But I think as we're looking at the news cycle, they're really trying to find out something about Trump. They're so desperate that they freak out when he goes to get something to eat. But the only other thing they have to talk about besides his visit to the steakhouse is his transition team. And we had some very important information that broke on this. You know, at the end of the week last week, we had Chris Christie removed from the team. He was head of the team. And he was replaced by Vice President-elect Mike Pence. And now we see from the Hill that Pence is reportedly kicking all the lobbyists off the transition team. And that's a report from the Wall Street Journal. I think that's a very positive development.
Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. And for all of the people, the liberals, the people on the left who have been fighting to get big money influence out of Washington, we've been telling you Trump is your candidate. And now you have his vice presidential pick, Mike Pence, coming in and delivering what, or at least winding up for a haymaker against the influence of big money in Washington.
That's right. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side, and then we're going to talk about Newsweek. And maybe they should spell that W-E-A-K. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer, and we were talking before we went to the break about the Trump transition team, developments in that. Mike Pence, of course, being put at the top of that as Chris Christie was removed. Possibly because of the Bridgegate. I'm sure that had a lot of things to do with that. But also, Chris Christie had put a lot of lobbyists on this transition team. And the first thing that Mike Pence has done, according to the Wall Street Journal, an unidentified source within the transition team told the Wall Street Journal that Pence's first move since taking over from Chris Christie has been to remove all lobbyists off the transition team. I think that is a very positive development. Of course, one of the people that has disappeared off of that transition team, I don't know if they were including him as a lobbyist or not, because usually these people who work for the intelligence state like Mike Rogers. Usually as they retire, they get a job as a lobbyist, or they get off of Homeland Security, like Michael Chertoff, and they go join the company that makes the body scanners, and then have masses of them all lined up to be installed in the airports, just as we have a underwear bomber. Isn't that convenient? You know, so you have that type of thing. So I don't know if Mike Rogers, former congressman, and he was, as the Washington Post says, and this is Washington Post, isn't it? Yeah, I think they call him a widely respected voice on national security. Well, I don't respect him. This is the guy who was Mr. CISPA, Cyber Intelligence Security Protection Act or whatever. He continued to push that through. They kept changing the name. They tried CISPA two or three times. They had ACTA, SOPA, PIPA, all these different ones. The whole point of this was to allow the companies that collect information on you to turn it over to the government, which they're already doing, okay? But they don't have legal immunity for doing that. So you could sue them for spying on you and turning that over to the government. So what they wanted to do was not to protect your privacy, not to protect the internet, not to protect cybersecurity. They wanted to protect the companies that were snitches for the surveillance state. That was the point of Mike Rogers. That was the point of CISPA, and they finally got it through as CISA. Okay, they finally got that run through. So now they can turn that information over, and you can't do a thing about it because they've now protected their corporate snitches to spy on you. And as we talked about earlier, Google and others controlling content, talking about how they'd like to set up a Chinese-style surveillance. We have to understand the importance of the geospatial intelligence, which is the fastest-growing field. We talked about this with Jade Helm. If they have your metadata, they keep saying, don't worry, we're not collecting your phone calls, we're not collecting your text messages, we're not listening to all that stuff and reading your emails. No, we're just collecting your metadata. And as William Binney, who's been on the show multiple times, has pointed out, the metadata is far more valuable to them than that, because they can go through your metadata algorithmically, and they can map you politically, religiously, and geographically. They can know everything about you and all of your friends, and that gives them a greater predictive capability, pre-crime capability, than they would if they were to listen to your texts and messages. They don't want that stuff. They want the metadata, and yet they tell us, don't worry, we're only going after the metadata. That's the real key thing. So I see that as a very important thing. But what I wanted to say, Owen, was one of these quotes that was embedded in this article from the Washington Post. They talked to a guy who used to be a counselor to Condoleezza Rice when she was Secretary of State, and his name is Cohen, Elliot Cohen. And, of course, he is one of the never-Trumpers. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but he said, after an exchange with the Trump transition team, I changed my recommendation. I say, stay away. They're angry, arrogant, and screaming, you lost. And he said, we met with them, and he says, it was weird, very disturbing. It was accusations. You guys are trying to insinuate yourselves into the administration. All of you lost. I think that's a very positive thing, because they did lose. The never-Trumpers, the establishment at the top, the GOP establishment is no different from the Democrats. They all allied together. They all opposed Trump, and they did lose. And now they are trying to insinuate their way into the administration. The globalists are trying to do this. The elitists that have given us these disastrous policies, that have campaigned as the phony opposition, and then when we voted for them to protect the borders, get rid of Obamacare, they got elected on that basis and then said, now we're not going to do anything. So I take that as a very positive development.
Well, Rogers is probably one of those guys that they're going to try to infiltrate into a Trump administration in order to have somebody in it as a security blanket to try to keep some of these policies, keep some of these agendas churning.
Or people like him, Trump. Now that he's left, yeah.
Right, right. And that Cohen, I feel like there was a relation to David Brock. It might have been a different Cohen, but I remember when I was doing my research into David Brock, there was an E. Cohen that kept popping up. So I'm not sure if that's the connection there or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course they're going to try to demonize Trump at every turn. Right now, I think we're seeing positive things coming out of the transition camp. I think, you know, Bannon is a good appointment. I think Pence and what he's done with his power to remove the lobbyists is a good thing that I would think universally people would accept this from the left and the right, but that's not how it's going to be, you know, spun and twisted inside of the media complex that's run essentially by the government that we're dealing with.
And that's what we see from the Washington Post. You know, their headline says transition is, quote, going so smoothly, tweets Trump. And then you have them talk to the people who are part of the long-term establishment, former CIA directors, and they think, oh, they're not doing this right. Yeah, you start with the core of the people who brought you in, but then you have to reach out to us. We have to say, one of the things that sabotaged the Reagan administration was from getting many of the things that he promised to get done. I remember Ron Paul supported Ronald Reagan when he ran in 1976. He was one of his first supporters, strong supporter. And then Ronald Reagan pledged things like, hey, he was going to get rid of the Department of Education, which Jimmy Carter had just created. And as I've said before, the Department of Education under Ronald Reagan was still Rosemary's baby in the crib. And he should have strangled it right there, okay? But instead, under a Reagan administration, it was nurtured and it grew into an adulthood, okay? And it's now this oppressive thing that we, Donald Trump is looking at a person to take over that position over the Department of Education who is opposed to Common Core. But that's how bad it's gotten, Common Core. But they could do things like that. But Reagan got sabotaged, even though he wasn't a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wound up with over 300 people from who were CFR put into the State Department. They basically took over his foreign policy.
Well, and let's talk more about a Trump transition here into actually administration. And this is a story that you shared with me. Is Trump's $1 trillion privately funded infrastructure plan feasible? This, to me, is kind of a representation of the type of transformation we're going to see under a Trump presidency. And I'm curious what you thought about this. $1 trillion infrastructure investment to rebuild highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, school, and hospitals. I think, first of all, I think that that's brilliant. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of driving on a road that's busted to hell, and then I got to get my car repaired every year because I don't even have a smooth road. Same thing with the bridges, tunnels. Trump talks about the airports all the time. But the interesting thing about this plan, David, and this is where I'm curious to get your thoughts, I think that there is perhaps a danger of crony capitalism here in the plan that he's brought forth.
My problem with it.
But if we have a transparent way of bringing on these private investments, which is what he's talking about doing, which I think is great, it's not going to build the debt that this country has already with this $1 trillion investment coming essentially from private institutions that receive tax credits. So you obviously have a risk of crony capitalism here, but if this is done transparently, if the American people see that there was a fair bidding process or selection process to choose the best person, which is what Trump wants, he's always said, under budget, ahead of schedule. So this is the type of thing I think is a transition that the American people need to keep their eye on as well, how he goes about rebuilding the infrastructure, where he's getting the money. This is something we need to make sure is still transparent. But I think that what you're seeing from Pence, what you're seeing Trump camp already, the things that Kellyanne Conway has said, you know, I think that he intends on being transparent with this, allowing the American people to take a look into what it is he's bringing to the table with where he's getting the money. So even though I think this is a risk of crony capitalism that you would agree with, it also could be very beneficial. We could actually rebuild our infrastructure without increasing our debt, something that no president has figured out how to do yet.
Well, yeah, I guess I would differ with you and I would differ with Trump on this because I look at this $1 trillion infrastructure rebuild. And it's not that our infrastructure doesn't need to be rebuilt. It's not that we don't need to invest in it. But I'm concerned about the crony capitalism. I'm concerned about toll roads. And I think that toll roads are going to take a toll on the working people of this country. I think it's going to take a toll on whether we have a few people, mostly multinational foreign corporations, that are going to wind up owning America rather than Americans themselves. And I think it's one of the few things that the government ought to do. Not the federal government, by the way. There is no authority for the federal government to do. And this is something that was brought up prior to the Civil War. And Civil War was about so many things. People don't understand that. We have this dumbed-down version of the Civil War that was simply about slavery. No, it's about a lot of things. One of the things that people were talking about prior to the Civil War was the idea of things like the Erie Canal. Very useful thing. Great thing at the time. A great way to move products when they didn't have railroads, when they didn't have automobiles, they didn't have a federal interstate system. But the people who didn't live in Pennsylvania said, we should not be charged to build this infrastructure in Pennsylvania. People in Pennsylvania ought to be building that. And that's absolutely right. And I think that's something that we can invest in. When we look at the Marshall Plan that rebuilt Europe after World War II, That was a debt that was incurred. That was money that was invested. But that was building something that was productive, as opposed to what the World Bank, under people like Robert McNamara, did after he finished destroying a large part of America and the American military with the Vietnam War. He went on to the World Bank and was accused of rent-seeking, because what he did was extended loans to the Third World, not to build infrastructure, but to build a welfare state. And all that was doing was creating a turning people into serfs. Okay, it wasn't making them more productive. All it did was put them in a situation where they owed money to the World Bank. And we see how that is working out throughout Europe, throughout Greece and Italy and these other places. Now they have turned that rent-seeking tactic onto the First World. And one of the ways we see that happening here in America is toll roads. And we need to look at what's happened here in Texas and where I came from in North Carolina. In both of these places, what we've seen is a Spanish corporation that typically runs these toll roads, and they did it here in Texas. And you have to understand that as they built this toll road in Texas, they raised the speed limit famously to 85 miles an hour, but at the same time, they dropped the speed limit from 65 to 55 on adjacent roads. They got an agreement from the Texas Department of Transportation that they would not build new infrastructure, that they would not improve the adjacent roads, because they wanted to have everybody essentially forced onto their toll roads. And people here in Texas don't like toll roads. We don't like having to pay yet again when we've already paid taxes at the pump. Nobody's riding these things, so they've gone bankrupt. Now, is that a bankruptcy for the Texas, the people who live here in Texas? No. That Spanish corporation may turn it back over to the banks. They'll flip this and resell it, just like all the banks did our homes when they took them during the mortgage crisis. They're not going, the banks will continue to make money off of this. It's the American taxpayer at the federal level that is going to pay for this. So all of you who don't live in Texas, you're going to pay for the failure of our Texas toll road that's going on here. And there's another one that's going on here in Texas, and that is a high-speed rail project that is going between Dallas and Houston. This is a Japanese company that is trying to put this through and literally run roughshod over people's property, dissecting these farms that are in the middle of it, running these people's lifestyle, taking it with eminent domain. I'm very opposed to that sort of thing. I'm very opposed to having this turned over. And the way this happened in North Carolina is there's this thing called the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. And this is something that really is popular with Republicans, especially. And they go to these conferences. They have these wonderful conferences at beachfront property. They go hang out for a week, and they give them these bills. And all they have to do is fill in the name of the state at the top and sign it at the bottom and introduce it. So this is the legislation that's written for them by these crony capitalists, and that's the way they got the toll road approved in North Carolina that they may still build, even though we've seen this thing go bankrupt here. Now, what I'm concerned about with this trillion-dollar build-out that Donald Trump has got is that we're going to see that same sort of thing. I did a report earlier about we stopped the TPP, but we got to watch out for the PPP, and it's the private public partnerships. We have libertarians who say government can do no good and business can do no wrong. The socialists flip it around. They say government can do no wrong, business can do no right. What really is dangerous are these private-public partnerships where you get government and business working together. And that's when you see the worst of government, the worst of business. And what we see coming towards us, and we ought to talk about this, these driverless cars that Mercedes is worried about getting bullied, okay? When we look at this crony capitalism that is part of TPP, you've got a few corporations and individuals who want to own everything. They want to turn the rest of us into, they want to give us a basic income, but they're not going to let us have jobs. They don't want us to own our homes. They're going to force us into the cities under Agenda 21. They want to own and control everything, including our transportation. And you should be very concerned about toll roads, just like you should be very concerned about these self-driving cars. That is an effort to take over your transportation. It is war against the people, by just as globalism and the elite, that is another tactic of this. And the way, when you're at war with people, what you do is you take over their infrastructure. And that's what I'm very concerned about.
Well, people have always told me, don't forget about the forest through the trees, right? And for the last year and a half, we've been staring at the exact same tree, the presidential election, and for myself, kind of forgetting about the forest. And after Trump won, I've been asking myself, how do I transition as a journalist? How do I transition here as a reporter for InfoWars? And I'm curious, Is this the transition that we're seeing? Are we going to actually be able to come on air here and instead of try to bring attention to Fukushima, the fluoride in the water, everything we've been covering, are we going to actually have the opportunity to come on air here and debate about what's best for the American infrastructure?
Yeah,
are we going to actually be able to come on here with you, the listener, we the people all together and actually determine our country's future, determine our country's fate again? Is this the reality? Is this the transition? Is this now what I do as a reporter at InfoWars? Obviously, we still want to fight, you know, all the stuff I mentioned and bring awareness to it. But I'm curious. I mean, is that the transition we're seeing? Is the Trump administration going to allow the people to actually determine their fate again? Is the fact that the American people have been awoken by this presidential election mean that now these types of debates are going to be injected at the dinner table when you're out with your friends, drinking, having a good time, whatever it may be? I mean, that's exciting for me to think about. These are the debates now that we can actually have. And then maybe we can actually see some of the results manifest itself in our infrastructure, in our foreign policy, in our border policy, everything. I mean, I feel like perhaps there's a renaissance now where we actually feel that we can control our future, and now we're motivated to do something about it. We don't have the Obamas, the Bushes, the Clintons, who already have the predetermined fate in the office. Now we have someone who's willing to work with the people, willing to hear from the people, willing to put new people in there as part of his transition team.
And I think the key thing is that Trump is willing to listen to opposing views. I think we see that with his appointment of Priebus as well as Bannon, the chief of staff. We have seen this in other ways. The people like Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're going to do what Goldman Sachs and the bankers tell them. Hopefully we can have policy decisions. Yeah, Soros. Hopefully we can have policy decisions on things that we disagree with Trump about, and maybe we can convince him, maybe not. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you. Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1930.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. The next hour we're going to be joined by, Owen is going to be replaced by Leanne McAdoo. So we're going to have a transition right there. Before we go back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have a new app, InfoWars Prime app. You can find that at the Apple App Store or the Android Play Store. It's a way that you're going to be able to get videos directly from me, from Owen, from Leanne, from Alex Jones, all of our reporters. You'll get behind-the-scenes action, exclusive offers that you'll see there. We also have a new product, BioPCA, which is a specially formulated blend of biotin, zinc, and enzymes and collagen. This is a way to protect your hair, skin, and nails. That's an introductory offer, so we do an introductory product. So we do small runs. We'll run out of that fairly quickly, so take a look at that. But that's a great product. It's something everybody needs to take a look at. Protect yourself against the toxic chemicals that are in your environment, especially shampoos, soap, things like that that you're putting on your skin and your hair. This is a way to protect it, to give you the nutrients that your body needs to regrow your hair, your nails, your skin, which are constantly being replaced. Also, we have a loss leader. Trump is my president t-shirt, now down to just $9.95. So that's a great deal, a loss leader. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Owen, as we were talking in the last segment, we were talking about this trillion-dollar infrastructure plan that Trump had. And, I understand, as we were saying during the break, that it's very attractive to roll this thing out as using other people's money. Let's let the individuals finance this, banks, Wall Street. And I'm sure that's a lot of what's behind the optimism in the stock market that we've seen is this $1 trillion that people look at and say, hey, we can put this infrastructure here. But I think there's an important thing to think about, and that's the Constitution. And I would say to Mr. Trump, this isn't your job description. There's no authority for this in the Constitution. Do us a favor, cut our taxes. Leave the money with the individuals, with the states. Individual jurisdictions can then decide how much they want to spend on the infrastructure. People can pay for it themselves. They'll have more money to pay for it themselves. He's proposed the largest tax cut that any president has ever proposed. That would alone, by itself, rebuild America. And it's a bigger tax cut than we've seen from JFK and a bigger tax cut from Reagan. Reagan did more than JFK, and both of those were really did rebuild the country. As JFK said, a rising tide lifts all boats. But in so many different ways, this is something that needs to be done at the state level, at the local level. People can decide how much money on a basis-by-basis level, how much money they want to invest in the infrastructure, instead of having Washington decide where a bridge is going to be built. We've seen that before, the bridge to nowhere, okay? We don't want to see that kind of corruption, crony capitalism, and influence being sucked into Washington. The problem with corruption is that there's too much power in Washington. There's too much money in Washington. It becomes a black hole. It draws in the most corrupt people. So if you want corruption in your administration, if you want crony capitalism, go with a $1 trillion build out of this infrastructure, and that will bring the corruption and the crony capitalism there to Washington. A much better approach is to go with what you originally had, which is to cut taxes. And we don't want the concentration of wealth. We don't want the ownership of our country in the hands of a few multi-billionaires, a few multinational corporations like the people who run our toll roads.
And again, the transition that I'm feeling here, where instead of, a George Bush ramming the Patriot Act down our throat, instead of Barack Obama ramming any of his executive orders down our throat, this is Trump floating an idea out there. Let's see if it sticks. See if people like it. David Knight doesn't like it. Maybe I like it. But we're out here having a debate about it. And the fact that we got Trump in office, I think, has empowered Americans to feel like they actually have a stake in the future. They actually have a say in what Trump's administration will do, what policies they'll bring forth. So he floats this idea out there. People reject to it. They don't like it. Then he probably wipes his hands with it. And if it sticks, maybe he tries to implement it. That's what I feel the difference is right now.
Well, let's hope so. He's his own man, so he can change his mind, and he doesn't listen to these other people as a robot. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. We'll talk about bullying self-driving cars.
Live.com today.